This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
This is CQ Roll Call's Policy Briefs, the latest in policy news from the CQ Roll Call newsroom. I'm Emily Kopp. Congress held its first hearing on the troubled vaccine rollout today, its first in the 2 months since the first COVID-19 vaccine received a green light from the FDA. Top health officials from five states, Colorado, Illinois, Louisiana, Michigan, and West Virginia, offered a rare peek into the major problems to the House Energy and Commerce Committee's Subcommittee on Oversight and Investigations today. Snags have been difficult to suss out because there are 64 separate vaccine jurisdictions, 50 states, several major cities, and U.S. territories, each with their own plan, and there's a patchwork of data reporting systems. Republicans on the committee were critical of states like Illinois and Michigan, where vaccines administered have lagged far behind vaccines distributed. States are holding back second doses, in large part because they received conflicting and sometimes inaccurate messages from federal officials for months about how many doses to expect. States also said they are ready to give out more vaccines than they are currently receiving. In Louisiana, just 1/3 of healthcare workers capable of giving the vaccine are receiving supply, about 16%, and give each state advance notice of the supply it could expect in the next 3 weeks, giving them more breathing room. A health official from West Virginia said that a more steady supply would free up states to administer all of their vaccines as first doses, which offer some protection against the virus, even if second doses are delayed somewhat. States also reported issues with a separate federal partnership with CVS and Walgreens to vaccinate nursing homes. Both Illinois and Louisiana reported taking vaccines out of that program so they could be administered more quickly. While Democrats argued that a lack of a coherent national vaccination plan hobbled the rollout in the early weeks, Republicans stressed that having two effective vaccines earlier than expected is a triumph.